Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, and as you can probably guess right now, this is an emergency podcast. Myself, Scotty Villa, and UK Tom are here. Monday Night Mike is working right now. He'll join in with the regularly scheduled programming next week. But Tom, you called this emergency podcast. It's Saturday morning. You have been watching SmackDown this morning. You didn't watch last night. I watched it last night, and you called the emergency pod. We're fired up. Obviously, we're reacting to what The Rock said to Cody Rhodes in that promo last night, pal. I'm throwing it right to you. You're the one fired up.
So, well, that this is just proof that I'm fired up. I have never even been involved in an emergency pod before, let alone call for one. What the fuck was that?
Tom, I have no idea what the fuck that was.
I have been a wrestling fan since August 2000, 25 years. That made me regret becoming a fan. What was that?
That was one of the most painful segments I've sat through in recent memory. I told you guys in the group chat, that's probably the worst segment I've seen in the Paul Levesque era. That wasn't good at all. It was very, I don't know, dude. Oh, my name is Mike popping in. Tom, I want to throw it back to you, pal. You just watched The Rock and Cody promo.
He took 45 minutes to say nothing. And then what, did he turn into The Undertaker at the end?
I want your soul.
What are we, back in the fucking Attitude Era? Eat my ass, Dwayne. What the fuck?
I'm so happy during work that I popped in for this emergency pod.
Like,
it's bad. I said this to Mike last night. I said it to you guys in the group chat this morning after Tom watched it. The Rock sucks on the mic. He is not good anymore. He's not good anymore.
He just repeated himself for 20 minutes.
He gets so lost in trying to do his shtick and then trying to be a bad guy all of a sudden and being a fan favorite again and then trying to get
what was that? You can't be a babyface and a heel four fucking times in the same promo.
He gets lost. He gets lost in what he's supposed to say. I'm sure he gets his bullet points from Brian Gewirtz, his little writer, which is fine. But he gets lost. And then he repeats himself 30 times over. And it's the most frustrating thing. When we're waiting for this segment, this program, this whatever The Rock's going to talk to Cody about, and we get 40 minutes of gibberish and flip flopping and back and forth. Tom, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
You remember years ago when Cena called him out for having prompts written on his arm?
Yep.
Fucking do that again. Like, he's got a big old steroided up arm. Just write the whole fucking script on there for that prick. Jesus Christ.
I truly believe Cody Rhodes' confused reaction was legit, because no one knows what the fuck he was talking about the whole time. Poor Cody's out there going, what the fuck is going on here? And through the whole thing, I'm like, Rock's going to get to his point. This is taking a while. Rock's going to get to his point. And then he never really does. And at the very end, he pulls Dead Man 93 and says, I want your soul. Like, fuck off, Rocky.
Like, come Jimmy, on, dude. Legitimately, Jimmy Snuka and the Ultimate Warrior made more fucking sense cutting a promo than that last night. Or this morning, wow. Whenever you watched it.
Snuka's
I gotta watch this promo.
Don't.
Well, Mike watches the 20-minute recap on YouTube, which is fine. And I said to him, you're not going to get the full thing, because they're going to edit the shit out of that promo to make it nice and tight and maybe make sense on the YouTube version.
So they'll get 12 seconds.
Yeah.
That's all they'll get.
You got to watch the full version, Mike. Go on Netflix. Watch the full thing from the second his music hits. Which, what the fuck, Mike?
What the fuck did they do to his music?
they did a Lil Wayne remix, and there was a press conference after SmackDown for just The Rock to talk about the announcement that WrestleMania next year is going to New Orleans. And someone asked him about it. He said, oh, I just love Lil Wayne. Mad respect to him. So they just did that remix for New Orleans.
The press conference was just for The Rock?
Yeah. Well, no, it was just for Dwayne, because Dwayne came out in his little fucking glasses and a stupid little button up looking like business DJ. And it was fucking dumb. And I don't know why they did it.
As if we didn't hear enough from that cunt yesterday. Censor that if you need to.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. On SmackDown, he confuses Cody, but essentially he says, I want to make you my corporate champion, is what the general consensus is. So it looks like we're getting a heel boss versus the babyface Cody kind of thing, right? Austin versus McMahon type thing. In the press conference, The Rock's like, yeah, me and Cody drank a bunch of Terramana after that segment. It went really well. Fucking yeah, like, just kill everything. Like, eat like, shit.
Wrestling is awesome.
Obviously, we know kayfabe is dead, but don't beat me over the head with it. Jesus Christ.
It's too much of that fine line. I also just, the fact that Dwayne, the board of the director, like the legitimate board of the director guy for WWE in TKO, is straight up saying fuck this and fuck that when SmackDown in the United States is still on the USA Network. Like, just dropping cuss words left and right, which I know the USA Network in the States is a little bit more loose with the language they use, but I don't imagine they are liking what Dwayne's dropping and this having the censor being like, fuck, guys, we're still technically a PG product. It's wild to me that he just goes balls out kind of thing, right? But that's the only thing that made sense last night was him swearing. It's the only thing, because everything else was super confusing and dumb.
After what I just said, I can't say anything about anybody swearing. But, but like
Tom, he repeated himself legitimately a minimum of three times talking about their friends, their moms are friends. He kept saying it over and over and over again. When is this guy going to take some of that acting skill that he has and tighten it the fuck up?
Does he have any acting skill? He's the same person in every fucking movie.
I mean, allegedly he just got cast in a Scorsese movie, so
yeah, that'll fucking sell tickets. Jesus. I don't want to see The Rock in a 3-hour Scorsese movie. Scorsese movies are hard enough to get through as it is.
Whoa. I mean, throwing shade at Dwayne is one thing.
Scorsese taking shots on the MI.
Holy Christ.
Have you tried to watch The Irishman? That is the most boring fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
I literally watched it in half hour intervals when it came out because I knew it was really long, and I just did it that, and I treated it like a mini series more than anything. If you do that, it's fine. It's fine.
I don't do that with any movie. It's all the way through.
You're but a real man.
Speaking of all the way,
which is wild because I won't watch 3 hours of SmackDown all the way.
Speaking of all the way through, this morning after that stupid fucking promo with The Rock and Cody is the first time I have ever started a wrestling show and not finished it.
I was gonna ask you about that
for sure. When that text came through, I was like, oh, this must have been especially bad. Like, I'm turning off SmackDown.
I'm done. Like, I mean, it doesn't help that you give me, I mean, I love these teams, but don't give me DIY and Pretty Deadly after that. No hope.
You didn't miss anything there. I will say, for the main event being just a generic tag team thrown together match, it was good. I do want to get back to The Rock and Cody for a second, because The Rock told Cody that he's got until Elimination Chamber next Saturday to make up his mind, and The Rock will be in Toronto for Elimination Chamber.
So how many matches are getting cut from that pay-per-view?
Just the women's, apparently. So my question is, are they setting up for The Rock versus Cody at Mania?
Then what's the point of the chamber match?
Is The Rock going to insert himself in the chamber match?
I hope he inserts himself into the fucking sun.
Wow.
Or
in my house pod faithful, do you hear this? Be happy. Oh, you guys just shit on AEW. Wrong.
Or my one thing I don't want to happen, which I think will happen, and we'll make the picks next week for Elimination Chamber on next week's show, but I'm going to drop one of my potential picks, because realistically only two guys in the chamber are actually going to win. It's either going to be Punk or Cena, in my opinion, to face Cody. Do we get Cody versus Cena, but with The Rock in the corner of Cody?
Ooh,
because Cody is the new John Cena, essentially. But Cody's caught in the middle. He doesn't want to be the bad guy. He wants to retain his championship. He wants to make his boss happy. Can't lose to John Cena.
Or does CM Punk win? And we get Cody, Dwayne, Punk. Because of the history with Dwayne and Punk.
Yeah. And we get that main event.
But then the WWE title means nothing, because the spotlight is not going to be on fucking Dye My Hair Boy for the entire time we lead up to WrestleMania.
I don't think the title means nothing. I think Cody kind of acknowledged last night where I'm their champion. I'm the crowd champion. I'm the people's champion. I am the champion of the people. While The Rock is the people's champion and CM Punk is still beloved. I think you've got a wild three-way with that, Tom. When I love that idea, because the crowd's going to be fully into it and cheering two out of the three for sure. I imagine they'll be shitting on The Rock, but I think more goes towards CM Punk. The bassier voices in the crowd will go towards CM Punk.
If that happens, I might forgive them for that dog shit promo. But it would close up a lot of stories. Cody and Rock gets closed. Punk and Rock gets reopened and closed.
Mm-hmm.
We never have to see The Rock wrestle again.
Praise Jesus.
And Cody loses the title to someone that the crowd wants to see as champion.
Yeah.
And Dwayne doesn't have to try and work a singles match, because we know those steroided up muscles are going to pop the second he tries. Like, did you see him try to bend over to pick up that guy's phone?
Yeah, it was like
I thought he was going to get stuck, bent over, like he was on fentanyl or something, and trying to suck his own dick.
Pod like, of the year.
We need to start doing the show on Saturday morning, because holy fuck.
I mean, Tom, stop the wrestling show. So heated. Group chat just emergency pod. I'm like, wow, over a promo.
Right?
Over a promo.
And the other thing that annoyed me, why did they take Cody out of it? They should have still done the six man and had that fucking awful promo end the show.
Yeah,
like, just move move everything forward, have The Rock come out after Cody does his stupid fucking Cody cutter, which somebody hit at CWE on whenever that was. I don't remember who you were, but fuck all the way off. And like, The Rock could have.
My guess is they could. My guess is they couldn't do that promo at the end of the night because they still have a TV time restriction and The Rock doesn't follow times anymore. So it would have
cut him off.
Well, and that's the thing. They gave him all the time in the world. And then we saw the one women's match got cut completely out. And we saw what happened. It was really, really, I think the tag team match between Pretty Deadly and DIY got cut quite a bit too, because that was just quick schmoz. What a bad promo. What a bad segment. They can't be feeling happy about this. They can't try to spin this and be like, oh, well, if you don't like it, that's because The Rock is a heel. Fuck off. That was bad television.
And I have two questions.
Sure.
One, so he's a board of director for what fucking experience does he have to be on a board? He's a fake tough guy who's got it in his contract. He can't lose a fucking fight. Like, how can he be an executive of a fucking Dairy Queen? No offense, Sheldon. Let alone fucking WWE. What the fuck?
Everyone's eating shrapnel from this promo.
That was no shade at Sheldon. I like Sheldon.
Scorsese, Sheldon, they're all catching heat today.
I'm keeping my mouth fucking shut.
Whoever did the Cody cutter at fucking CWE.
Yeah.
Fucking crying over here.
Fucking wrestling. Just not hitting with UK Todd today.
No, fuck that. Stupid fucking promo. My ruined my day.
Wow, that was not good, WWE.
Not good.
I don't know how you can try to spin this to make people think that that was what people wanted to see or hear, or that confusing the audience so they tune in to figure out what they really tried to say is good. It wasn't good. We're going to call it out like Monday Night Mike said. We call out bullshit when we see it on AEW. We're calling out bullshit when we see it on the Fed. It's the same thing. That was bad. And there's no good that came out of it. So it's just as confusing as last year when The Rock came in and basically stole Cody's spot. What the fuck is going on? And now I honestly feel like they're going to have this mad scramble again, like they did last year, to try to fix this. And it probably isn't going to work. And it could hurt the story for Cody going into Mania.
And my other question, does The Rock still pop a rating?
Clearly. Like
we see him all the time.
I imagine the rating for that quarter will be bigger than the biggest for the show.
For the whole thing? Did people stay?
That's a different story. People started tuning out real fast because
when did Rock come on?
It was about an hour and a half in.
Yeah, okay, so you had them already. But I mean, if Netflix was better at releasing their metrics, right? Like they don't care. They don't ever share views. They just always just like to say it's most watched, and they never tell me the numbers.
Well, that might be the most left segment ever in history of Netflix.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if SmackDown's the number one show in Canada today, because people were shutting off that show after Rock's promo, like UK Tom did. Just that's enough. That is enough of this. Go back and do what I did. Go watch WrestleMania 8. That's what I did this week.
Which I hear not great.
It's not good.
No, but at least the promos made sense.
Well, there was one in there with the Nasty Boys and the Repo Man that I think they could have skipped. But
I would have rather watched that than whatever the fuck Dwayne was trying to do.
So like, this is all leading, like, we think this is a kind of promo that could lead into WrestleMania, thus proving that The Rock is involved in Mania.
Who knows?
I mean, I love the idea of it. I said, like, I don't forget which episode it was, Punk and Dwayne.
Yeah.
I love that idea just because of bad blood against, like, Dwayne can come in and do that. Punk can cut a hellacious promo against him.
Whatever happened to
build that?
Whatever happened to The Rock versus Roman? What happened to that? To me, that's where the Bloodline storyline was ultimately going. The guy that fed the Samoan dynasty The Rock for years and years and years, including his Hollywood career, up against the head of the table, a guy that's going to feed them now for generations to come, Roman Reigns. Where did that go? Why isn't that happening? Rock's not getting any younger. He's going to be 52 by, I believe, the next WrestleMania in New Orleans. Come on,
he
you
won't
guys.
He won't make 52 with all the steroids he's pumped into himself.
I've just... That match is just gone now. Like, that's the match that a lot of us thought was the reason for the Bloodline story becoming as big as it was last year. And they had to pivot because the fans said, fuck you. No, you're wrecking actually the storyline that you've been building for an entire year. Come on now.
I wonder if Dwayne just had too much tequila on Wednesday night and was like, I'm going to go fuck up the WWE again.
If he is, I really hope if that's the case, and you've got a very good point there. You've got a very good point that, fuck, maybe The Rock had a little too many on during the promo. Someone needs to pull him inside and say, that wasn't good TV. I don't care what the numbers are. That was bad. You confused and angered a large part of our diehard audience. Be better. This isn't a fucking free-for-all for you, Dwayne. This isn't AEW where you've got creative freedom and can do whatever you want, and it makes for shitty fucking TV. Dial it in.
It is for Dwayne, though, at WWE.
I know.
Like it's clear as day that he's just like, go out, here's the mic.
But that would have worked 10 years ago when he could still talk. That's clearly gone.
It's clearly gone. The fucking name of the episode is The Rock Sucks on the Mic. There you fucking go. Because it's not good.
That's a better name than some of the things I said.
It's weird that like we're on track for Mania the way we are.
Are we?
I mean, we were until this promo apparently happened. And I think it's going back to Tom saying, like, then what about the Elimination Chamber? Is that one spot still open?
No, they're both full.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, like, yeah, keep Dwayne away from that. Don't let him weasel his way anywhere near that.
I said in the group chat, and I was half joking, but more I think about it since we started, I started ranting basically. Katie Vick made more sense than that shit.
The idea of a burn victim wanting to have sex with a dead body makes more sense than what Dwayne The Rock Johnson was trying to say on SmackDown last night, where he just wanted to say, allegedly, I'm the boss, you're my champion. I need you to be on my side. You're going to do my bidding for me.
How many times did he say our kids are going to be looking at us, up at us when we're, why are you all dead all of a sudden? What the hell happened? I mean, don't get on a Delta flight. They like parking upside down at the moment, but like, what the fuck was that all about?
Oh, this could be a hard one to put a title on.
I mean, they made 30 grand from it. Everybody on that plane got 30 grand, guys. It's they're
motherfucker.
Okay.
If I'm on a plane that lands upside down, I'm going to own that fucking airline.
What are you talking about? Meltzer gave it 4.5 stars.
I think Dave Meltzer could have cut a promo that made more sense than Dwayne did last night.
He probably could have. Meltzer's probably trying to figure out what the fuck he said last night. Although, let's be honest, Meltzer in the know is going to make up some bullshit that he's like, yeah, this is fact. This is what it was meant to be. Well, fuck you, David. But it's one of the most confusing nights since The Rock's appearance last year when he confused us all, where he said he was going after Roman and Cody had to give up his spot. Like, what do we need to do to get through a WrestleMania season without Dwayne coming in here and confusing people? And then they have to be doing damage control now. They have to be. So when Mike watches that SmackDown recap on YouTube, he's not getting the full 40-minute blabber fest from Dwayne. He's getting a nice condensed version where it goes, okay, that was still bad. It didn't make any sense, but I didn't have to sit through 40 minutes of it.
You did have to sit for 40 minutes of us, though.
Oh, wait. I mean, I'm always willing to do that. I mean, but you've been on fire.
So the Rock came back last year and fucked up WrestleMania, but they made it work.
Yes.
Like, that tag team main event, WrestleMania, fantastic.
Yep.
are they going to be able to do it again this year? Because he's fucking done it again.
Easy, easy. It's The Rock and Cody versus The Rock's mom and Cody's mom. Main event, night one of WrestleMania tag team match.
Sold.
Exactly, for someone's soul. Exactly. There you go. Because
sold on the pole.
That's the dumb bullshit that they brought up last night. I actually didn't mind it when he mentioned it the first time. Like, that's kind of cool. That makes it a touching moment for those two. It brings them closer, even though apparently the last time we saw you guys, you fucking hated each other's guts on WWE TV. But then he repeats it, and then he gets lost in the shit, and then he brings it back, and all of a sudden our dead dads are looking down, and they're proud of us. We're going to be up there, and our kids are going to be looking. It's a whole and then he repeats it again. It's a whole fucking thing. It was so bad. Mike. Don't watch
it. I'm watching it right now. Oh, I'm watching it.
Oh,
right
no.
It's going to be a 2-hour
by the way,
pod here, guys.
I love the idea that, like, I jumped in. They're like, it's a 40-minute. It's 26 minutes. But it must have felt like a fucking eternity for
does
you guys watching it.
Does that include his entrance?
It's this. The. I mean, WWE loved it so much, they had to put the full segment up.
With both entrances?
Yeah, 26 minutes.
With both entrances?
With the entrance.
That was only 26 minutes.
I'm looking at it right now. 26:04, and it starts with The Rock's Lil Wayne entrance. Don't hate Lil Wayne, so I'm in a different camp there.
I don't hate Lil Wayne, but I don't want to hear him on TV.
Yeah, Cody.
See him or have anything to do.
Oh, no, they could have. I guess I could see edited here.
Yeah, if it's on the WWE's web channel or website or
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, they're
cutting, yeah, that's edited to fuck.
They're cutting that over. Yeah, exactly.
There's
I will,
no way that was only 26 minutes.
We've been chumping The Rock the whole show, and well deserved. I will champ him on one tiny thing. He did pick up the fan that dropped their cell phone at ringside. He picked up their phone and gave it back to the fan when he didn't have to. Like anybody, any of the fucking crew could have picked up the phone, but The Rock went over, picked up the guy's phone, handed it back to him. So I'll champ
Dwayne. If this is what we're giving credit to in this promo, holy fuck, was this bad?
That's the only good thing. Other than the Cody got a real good entrance. The crowd is really into the woes. I'll give him that. Other than that, it was all bad because at the end of the promo, it's The Rock saying, "I want your soul," and he's not the Undertaker.
I you know what? I'm gonna go to that right now because it could be the crowning achievement here.
Oh my god,
it's so bad, you guys. It's so bad. The Cody's face the whole time was literally us.
Oh my god, this is the screen grab of a lifetime. Oh yes. Hold on. Oh,
none of it worked. None of it made sense. If Cody was using those acting classes he got years ago as a teenager to act as if he didn't know what was going on, he nailed it because he looked just as confused as the entire internet wrestling community.
If Cody was acting, he needs an Oscar.
Yeah. Like, no one knows what was going on. It was awful. Even the ending when The Rock's walking down to the aisle to the entranceway again and he turns around, takes his glasses off, and just looks back. Nothing. None of it made sense. And I'm pretty sure Cody stood in the ring going, what the fuck was I just part of? What is going on?
Why am I here?
Yeah. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's so bad, you guys. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's like, oh, Cody's immediately like, oh, no.
That's like if Monday Night Mike said, Scott, you're trying vegetables today. Fucking what? You know, like none of it makes sense. It's so confusing. Obviously, listeners out there, hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Let us know your thoughts on it. Try to give us your immediate reaction, not the 12 hours later reaction that after reading a lot of internet replies and things like that. Try to give us your reaction because we'd love to know, because I was confused from the second that show ended. The whole promo, my wife could even say and back this up on me, I was saying, shut the fuck up and get to the point. What is the point here? Holy fuck. God damn it, Dwayne. Yeah. Fucking dial it
I
in.
I want your soul.
Mike, you just hit I want your soul, I guess.
I fast forwarded to find it. Oh, bad. Is that bad?
You remember when, like, obviously everybody loves The Undertaker, but he gets shit for being on the mic. He's not that great on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
But The Rock just cut a promo like The Undertaker, but worse than him. Like, it's the fucking Rocker Taker.
Man, that was...
It's awful. It's not good.
The press conference is just as long as the promo.
And he says nothing. He says nothing. I hated the fact that I put it on. It was so shitty. It was so boring. It's to promote WrestleMania. So I guess that was like the WrestleMania press conference to officially announce everything. But it did nothing to help Dwayne. Did nothing to help promote WrestleMania, in my opinion. It did nothing to help the promo that The Rock and Cody are apparently getting into. Ugh. It's all bad, guys.
They should save WrestleMania announcements for at WrestleMania for the next year.
I used to like it when they did that. You always got a really cool video package.
And yeah.
This is just like, don't worry about this year's WrestleMania. We're going to New Orleans. Like, what the fuck? Hey, I'm also taking souls.
At least it was New Orleans and not Saudi.
Yeah, you got a damn good point there, pal.
Hey, but one good thing about a WrestleMania in Saudi, Dwayne ain't going to fucking Saudi.
I if you think about it, guys like CM Punk are, according to the internet, are not going to Saudi.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, no, he can go to Saudi. He can't go to Egypt. But yeah, there's certain people that don't want to go. I think Kevin Owens has changed on that and is now going. I think last Saudi show was the first show he did in Saudi.
He did a tag title match with Sami Zayn as well.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
But initially he was not going at all.
Yeah, he wouldn't go because they wouldn't let Sami go.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Guys, it was so bad we had to do an emergency pod. This is what, Mike, what was the last time we did an emergency pod? Was it the AEW Punk footage?
I think so.
That was pretty bad too.
This is worse.
Yeah, all that did was prove that Punk didn't lie. This is bad television. This is bad promo from the guy that's supposedly the best talker of all time, from The Rock. It was fucking awful. Oh my God.
I just wish Cody had gone into business for himself when he started repeating everything and just slapped him or kicked him in the dick or something.
Said he should have said, Rock, get to the point. What are you talking about? Where are we going with this? Why am I not in the main event anymore? And I'm listening to you fucking just jabber jaw on it. What are we doing out here?
What do you want?
I want your soul. Fucking what? Like, oh man, guys, Tom, thank you for calling the emergency pod. I hope this helps me feel a little bit better because you were raging on the chat on the group text there after watching that.
Well, hopefully we don't have to do an emergency pod for a very long time because it means something is fucked up
pretty much. Yeah, although hey, I don't mind doing a Saturday morning show. This is kind of fun.
Oh man,
depends how fired up I am.
Yeah, you're all right, Mike.
That's too funny. Like, it's the full, this is the breakdown. They put up the full segment for The Rock and Cody, which is 26 minutes, and the full highlights of a 3-hour SmackDown is 21 minutes.
That's a half hour of TV time. You think about that. In the USA Network, they had to go 26 minutes straight. And usually there's commercials every, 12 to 15 seconds. To 17 minute. The 26 minutes straight for TV time. In the Vince era, he's losing his fucking mind. Losing his mind. Nobody can do that now. The Rock's the guy. The Rock's the boss. You think Hunter's pulling him aside when he gets back to Gorilla and saying, dude, what the fuck? You went way over? Absolutely not. That's the scary part a little bit is he can come in, do what he wants, and walk out. But if fucking, if Alexa Bliss took 26 minutes on TV in a promo, you think she's going to have a job when she gets to the back? Probably not. There's got to be some, this is where it gets scary, where it's no longer owned by one person. It's no longer a family business.
Yeah.
Where the bigwigs can come in and do whatever they want. But if anyone else were to do that, you're getting your ass chewed out or you're getting fined or fired. This is where I start to worry just a touch about TKO owning WWE or any other big company. It's no different than when Time Warner ran WCW for the last little bit there.
Eesh.
There was executives on TV all the time trying to be the boss and this, this, and that. And it was fucking terrible TV. I'm not saying that this has gotten to that, but man,
not far off.
It's got to be reined in. It's got to be dialed in. It's got to be a lot tighter because that was bad television.
Awful.
Well, I'm happy I joined this.
I'm happy we did this. This is fucking great. Guys, again, let us know what you thought of The Rock and Cody's promo from SmackDown. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Hit the share button on this too. Spread the word. We're reacting to this just like you are, just like everybody else is. So let's spread this emergency pod out and get some likes and shares, you know. Give a big old thumbing and a liking on the old socials. We'd appreciate it. Guys, anything else?
Fuck you, Dwayne.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.